trace. In half amusement, half awe, and a sprinkle of fear, I watched those molten gold flames. They wouldn't disappear. A series of shouts interrupted my thoughts. What was once fascination progressed into shock. Did someone get hurt? Or worse, did they die? The thick hydra-like smoke billowed into the sky. My mind began to wander. My thoughts started to stray, like a worried mother when her child is away. What is happening? I asked, absolutely appalled. And why are they yelling? I blubbered and bawled. The fire, a lion dining on its prey. Fascinating yet feared, mighty yet what others dismay. We walked worried down the stairs. I scurried, skittered, scrambled into my lair, and slid slowly into slumber. The next morning, our regular routine was replaying. Weird milk, Bornvita, and my grandfather praying. We decided to leave to who knew where again, right past the place of the fire. But when we arrived, I felt deep chagrin. No ash, no scorches, nothing that can make him begin. Like building a house without its base, a sly criminal it was. It left no trace. The theme of my poem is sometimes things in life happen that we cannot explain, and those are the memories that stay with us the most.